We can help you pass the time by covering the stories that impact you in a smart, clever, and sometimes hilarious way. Think of us as The Daily Show. Only hourly. KABC. Los Angeles. Orange County. A Cumulus station.
The Trump transition continues. A weekend of meetings. I'm Ann Cates. President-elect Donald Trump holds more meetings Sunday with potential cabinet members at his golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey. Trump says the first round was productive.
Really efficiently, very good, tremendous talent. We're seeing tremendous talent.
Retired Marine General James Mattis is among those who was interviewed by Trump Saturday. Correspondent Phil Mattingly.
He said over and over again how impressed he was with the general's resume and how impressed he was with the general as a man. Now, this was coming after this meeting, and a meeting that I was told was very important as we go through this process.
Trump also had a session with 2012 GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney amid speculation he may be a candidate for Secretary of State.
Far-reaching conversation with regards to the various theaters in the world where there are interests of the United States of real significance. We discussed those areas and exchanged our views on those topics.
I'm Ann Cates. An expert on terrorism says ISIS has many active agents in Europe. Correspondent Christopher Cruz.
The Dutch counter-terrorism coordinator says the Islamic State extremist group has between 60 and 80 operatives planted in Europe to carry out attacks. Dick Scoop says the would-be fighters have orders from ISIS, telling them to prepare attacks in Europe rather than go to Syria and Iraq. But Scoop says the fact that they're not traveling, quote, does not mean that the potential threat of those who would have traveled is diminished. Scoop adds that ongoing military operations to oust the Islamic State from its self-declared caliphate in Syria and Iraq is also scattering its fighters. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Pope Francis is warning against what he calls a virus of polarization and hostility in the world, targeting people of different nationalities, races, or beliefs. The Pope held a ceremony giving the Roman Catholic Church 17 new cardinals from more than 15 countries, including three from the U.S. I'm Ann Cates.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News, live and local at 902. I'm James Stanley. A Hawthorne police officer was shot today when responding to a call about a machete-wielding man who was also reportedly firing a handgun near Rosecrans and Inglewood. The man shot the officer in his leg and the officer shot back, shooting the man in his torso. Both are expected to survive. The investigation is ongoing and more information will be released when detectives know more. A sign renaming nearly a one-mile stretch of the 710 Long Beach Freeway in Compton for two slain Compton PD officers has been unveiled. The sign designating the portion of the freeway between the 91 Freeway and Alhambra Boulevard is now called Kevin Michael Burrell and James Wayne McDonald Memorial Highway. A ceremony was held Saturday at the Dollar Hyde Community Center. A man was killed today when he was struck by multiple vehicles while walking along the northbound lanes of the 101 Ventura Freeway. This happened right around Woodlake Avenue in Woodland Hills. A Sig Alert had to shut down several lanes, but those have since reopened. Checking KABC Sports. L.A. Rams cornerback Troy Hill arrested Saturday morning by the California Highway Patrol on a charge of suspicion of drunk driving.
It came after Hill crashed his Mercedes-Benz into the rear of a big rig on the Ventura Freeway in Encino. CHP says Hill was in the fast lane when his car swerved to the far right lane and collided into the rear of the 18-wheeler. He was released on $15,000 bail and ordered to appear in a Van Nuys courtroom on December 14th. The Rams say Hill will not be playing against the Miami Dolphins at Sunday afternoon's game. I'm Steve Cumming.
USC and UCLA game underway. USC at 20, UCLA 14. They're in the second. Checking KABC dependable traffic. We have an accident eastbound on the 91 right at the split to the 605. We're seeing a little bit of a delay behind that. KABC Southland weather. We have a flash flood watch in effect with heavy rain and thunderstorms possible. Overnight 53. Right now it's 60 degrees in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Nobody appreciates pros like the Home Depot. To show it, we've got unbelievable pro Black Friday savings early,
on pro-grade tools, supplies, and more, like Makita's 18-volt 5-piece combo kit, a $449 value, right now, just $299. That's something every pro can appreciate. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. At the Home Depot, more saving, more do it. Prices valid November 14th through November 30th. Available in-store and online while supplies last.
This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
And just in case anyone out there cares, we have a little sports update here. It looks like USC is winning by a touchdown over UCLA. And, this is a difficult day for me every year because I have relatives that went to both colleges, so it's a feud in my house. But I sort of want USC to win. But anyway, they're ahead. We've been talking about the fake news story that broke last week. On the last hour, we had Jay Dyer from jaysanalysis.com. And again, if you've missed any part of the show, you can always go to drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com. All the shows are archived there. If you want to email, it's painmd2012@gmail.com, painmd2012@gmail.com. We have a great guest coming up here in a minute, Freeman Fly. He was on the show about, I think, almost a year ago. And Freeman is an internationally known, award-winning TV producer, filmmaker, radio talk show host, lecturer. He's considered an expert in the fields of occult, trauma-based mind control, Illuminati symbolism, ancient civilizations. His bio goes on and on. I won't even get to him if I read this all, but he is a very, very interesting guy. And Freeman, you're on the East Coast too. Thanks for coming back on, and thanks for staying up late tonight. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling like I'm living in an obscure sci-fi horror film, but I'm doing good, Greg. How about you?
I'm doing good. Yeah, we've entered into a different timeline, but yes, Donald Trump is president. And before we go into some of the other things that you talk so well about, I just want to get your sort of take on the whole thing. Did you think that he was going to win? Do you think this is all a planned event, or what's your overall feeling about what's taking place here?
Greg, everything I have said over the last 18 years was compounded into the few weeks of the debate before the election. It was astounding to me. I was blown away. I was outlining how I had predicted social engineering from the time that they announced Bill Clinton had had an affair with Monica Lewinsky. For me, this was a key moment. This was the moment that I said, wait a minute, there's a show going on here, psychological warfare. Because you do not bring your president out in front of a public and announce that they inserted a cigar in their secretary. This is national security, was going to be impeached for sexual extramarital affair, something that most people didn't really care about and something that most of our presidents had done prior to Bill Clinton. So to me, this was psychological warfare. Do you want this long story, Dr. Greg?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, because it was all compounded from these 18 years of marking that moment with Bill Clinton and him turning purple in front of the public. I said, okay, they're going to set this up. And I followed this plan, and I have not been wrong yet. And you will see how this all fit right into the whole Clinton-Trump debates. Watch. Okay, so first, you take down the man, the president, the saxophone playing people, man of the people, Bill Clinton, for an extramarital affair that most people don't really care about. But you bring him in front of the public and you embarrass him. So now you've brought down the ideal of the man, the president. Next, and I predicted this, I said they would force the president into office and they would make it obvious. Now, because I have studied the occult for many years, I know the meaning of signs and symbols, and W is a symbol of the fallen angels. You can check any book of magic, find out, pick up the magician's dictionary, and I will show this to you over and over again. W is the sign of the fallen angels. I said they were going to force that guy into office and make it obvious. So now that came true. For the 3 years that Bill Clinton was in, well, for 3 years of Bill Clinton's presidency, I was saying they're going to cause a major terrorist attack to bring about this homeland security. They already had Tom Ridge waiting in the wings as head of Homeland Security, but there was no Homeland Security Department. The Homeland Security bill would come up every October 1st during the Bill Clinton era, and every time it would be shut down as the most unconstitutional thing anyone had ever seen. So I knew they needed a major attack. So once they forced the W into office, after speaking about needing a major attack in the middle of September for 3 years, I said, okay, now that they've forced the W in, this will be the year that they do the major terrorist attack in the middle of September. I began to study the occult more. I began to understand the meanings of the signs and symbols. And I put together with HW's speech on 9/11, 1990, the occult significance of 9/11. And I rearranged my prediction and said, there's going to be a major terrorist attack on 9/11. Don't freak out. This is all for your reaction. I had a dozen people at my door on 9/11 screaming at me how I knew. How did I know? And I said, I'm following this plan. I said, your next president will not be considered an American. And they're all, everybody looked at me and says, Freeman, you know, you're just crazy. I mean, when 9/11 happened, a girl came crying to one of my friends saying, we're under attack. And the girl said, no, Freeman just says that stuff. She didn't believe that the 9/11 was even occurring because I had been talking about it for years. So after forcing the W into office, bringing the terrorist attack, I said the next president would not be an American citizen. And this would be to destroy the Constitution. So the psychological warfare is to destroy the man, the person, the president, Bill Clinton, destroy the institution of electors and elections by forcing W into office, making it obvious through Jeb Bush, and then bringing in an unconstitutional president who, after his oath of office, said, oh, I forgot my Bible, but it still counts. So he was ineligible on so many accounts that it was ridiculous. Now, what I didn't know at that time was that it was Trump that was forcing Barack Obama to come out with his birth certificate. Now, all of that came to pass. Everything I had said came to be. All of it, psychological warfare, conspiracies within conspiracies, things that you were supposed to know and react to. So the birther movement wasn't supposed to go anywhere. It was supposed to be a big joke. But it was there for psychological warfare. So when the debates happened, the first thing they did, ABC announces, hey, there's more division in our country than ever before, than anything we've ever witnessed before in politics. They took that to the very end and asking the candidates, Hillary and Trump, would you be okay if you lost? Would you accept this other person in a peaceful transition? And, of course, Trump was like, I'm not sure. I'll have to think about it. I love that about him. Throughout the entire debate, we saw this 18 years of psychological warfare that I'm telling you about all come forward in a single week. And so we saw Trump come out. We saw the talk of the division between the public. We saw the election scandal, you know, voter fraud. We saw the sexual scandals. They even had four of the rape victims of Bill Clinton there at the debate, right? This was a tantamount of exactly what they did to him 18 years ago. They then brought up the birther issue, and that's when Trump was like, I was the one who got everybody, who got Barack to give out his birth certificate. And then all the way to the very end of being inviolable, this blew my mind. I mean, the way that I could see and had outlined over 18 years, the exact same tactics and tricks all compounded into one thing. The only thing that was missing so far was the major terrorist attack. And there's still time for this to occur before all of this election cycle is over, because Trump hasn't officially won yet. And there's still time for the Electoral College to flip the vote. There's still time. Now, the rioting in the streets, that I did expect. I when asked for my next prediction, I said riots in the streets. You know, it's quite obvious. And so if we were to have this then flip on its head one more time with the Electoral College on December 19th, flipping the vote, and we wouldn't find out till at least January 6th, then riots in the streets from the Trumpites, you know? and we have civil war going between a couple of candidates that are completely jokes to the rest of the world, which is really the whole purpose of everything, is to bring down the nation in the eyes of the world.
So you think that's pretty amazing. I mean, it's, you've predicted, the only other people on the show that I think that they predicted 9/11 was the Psychic Twins. I think they said they had predicted it. They had actually been on, not Coast to Coast. What was the,
I heard that prediction and they didn't quite get it.
They were a little vague, but they were there.
You know, they were like here, and here, and they got lucky. All right. Now, because I'm focused on the symbolic nature of the esoteric, the occult, 9/11, these numbers are Luciferian, because you're looking at a tree of life, and this is the Kabbalistic frame of the universe, the magicians that rule our planet, that are the Freemasons, the Kabbalistic Hebrew. It's an ancient Hebrew mysticism. There is the tree of life. There are 10 points on that tree. The 10th point at the top is God. Once you step past that and start the next tree, you are a magician. You are the number 11. You're moving into the next tree above God. But if you go from 9 to 11 and skip 10, the unification of the 1 and the 0, the holy God, then you are a Satanist or a Luciferian, because you have stepped over God and gone from 9 to 11. This was the purpose of that. Now, when people see it throughout, like The Simpsons and all the different Neo's passport and all the different ways we've seen 9/11 shown to us in the past, now that we are aware of it, this was not prediction of the event 9/11, not like the lone gunman who told the whole story. But 9/11 has been a Luciferian number. There are entire books written on it by Satanists about the numbers 9 and 11. So this is something that goes way back to ancient magic. And so what you're seeing in all those 9/11s in the different TV shows, Simpsons and such, is actually a Luciferian symbol, not really necessarily referencing the events that would occur at the Twin Towers. But now realize that is, I kind of lost my train as I was going
I wanted to ask you a question. I was just going to stop anyway. Because this has come up with other people when they talk about symbols, and one of the things, when I first got introduced to these concepts years ago, I would say to people, if I don't know what the symbol means, I mean, I know there's a lot of symbolism in some of the corporate logos and this type of thing. How does it affect people if they don't even know what it means? Because when you're saying about the 9/11, for people that don't know that those numbers mean that, is it just like people on the inside that's doing these things? It's like a message to other sinister people, or is it some subliminal thing that affects people, these symbols affect people in that way?
I've always believed there are more signs of allegiance, and I am the one that deciphered all the corporate logos and brought them out to the world to have you understand what they meant. Now, there are different layers of these signs and symbols. So if we were to look at corporate logos, you can see in my first film, I'm the one who broke the story to the world. Corporate logos are actually signs of allegiance for the Freemasonic order. So if you had performed rites and rituals inside of a Masonic lodge, then you would recognize each sign and symbol. So if I could give you an example, we know Ray Kroc of McDonald's is a Freemason. I go around to Mason temples and I take their pictures, because they're not hiding, okay? Mm-hmm. You can go to these Mason temples and you can learn who the members are. You can see. So it's not, they're very proud of the members. So anyway, when Ray Kroc, McDonald's, he is a Mason. You look at it, you see golden arches. Now, the Masons are formed of the Knights Templar meeting together, and this brought us the Scottish Rite and the York Rite Freemasons. And the Knights Templar, which is a degree within Freemasonry, they're famous for gold and arches. These were the two things that they were mostly known for. So if you look at Starbucks logo and you see the fish goddess with her heels behind her head and a banagram over her, this is the Columbia, a Venus character, which also references Lucifer, because if you look Lucifer up in the dictionary, you'll see clearly that Venus is in the description there. So a Mason would see this, recognize Columbia as their goddess, and that's why our capital is the District of Columbia. And so they would know that Starbucks should rise. And I can go through every single corporate logo of any major corporation and identify the aspects of the Masonic ritual that you're witnessing in that logo. On another layer, we got a lot of Satanists, a lot of satanic stuff coming forward, as we have been talking about a lot with Hillary Clinton all the way back in the day when she was in the White House with Bill. As she was performing witchcraft, her maid came forward with stories of witchcraft, saying even that she had crack pipes and sex devices on her Christmas tree, which would actually be more appropriate if you know the history of Christmas. But she was a known witch back in that time, back when they were killing everybody at Waco. And so now this spirit cooking, I don't know how far that came out into the mainstream, but the Podesta emails leaked by the WikiLeaks are not only talking about coded child trafficking, but talking about going to bizarre blood rituals that involve blood, semen, urine, and breast milk. Now, the lady, her name has slipped my brain, but look up spirit cooking. She is famous for this. She's done these spirit cookings with Jay-Z and Lady Gaga.
And Freeman, let me stop you. What is, for the audience, what is spirit cooking?
Okay, spirit cooking is a ritual based off of the Ordo Templi Orientis, or the magic of Aleister Crowley. So he was the beast, known as the most infamous magician, 666, the beast. He was also an MI6 agent, and the story just gets really weirder and weirder when you talk about Crowley, Hubbard, and Jack Parsons. But so spirit cooking is taking menstrual blood or blood, along with semen, urine, and breast milk, and then painting with this, or even laying in it, or if you were in the OTO, you would eat what they call spirit cakes or cakes of light. And these cakes of light were often feces, blood, and semen. To give you an example, Lady Gaga's new perfume has blood and semen in it, synthetic blood and semen in Lady Gaga's perfume. So it was a ritual to debase yourself, honestly, as most of the OTO rituals are, to bring yourself down so low that you would rise up. And so Podesta was invited to the
Marina
Abramovic
was the artist.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And they were talking about what they would have for dinner there and stuff. And they painted with this blood, semen, urine, and breast milk on the wall, cut your finger and let the pain guide you, something to that effect. And this is what the Hillaryites, Hillary's staff are doing. And we've always had this story. I honestly covered this in Aliens from Hell a couple of years ago, talking about these very cakes of light or spirit cakes and spirit cooking.
So let me stop you, kid. So there is eyewitness. You're saying that when the Clintons were in the White House, that the maid witnessed this in Hillary's witchcraft involving this kind of thing.
Yes, the maid was going off about Hillary having the strange crack pipes and sex toys on her Christmas tree, and that she put a big booty goddess outside of the Oval Office, and I think that was public. I think you can still look up the big booty goddess, but I haven't yet been able to find the maid's letter ever again. You know, I've been on the internet since the internet has been around, so I follow all of these things. That one's a lot harder to find, but now the Podesta emails coming out and kind of the WikiLeaks giving this out to us. So, yeah, Hillary has been known as a witch for the moment she ever stepped into power in public eye.
Well, she needs to come up with some better spells, right? Because she lost the election. I mean, but I've heard a lot of things about Hillary, but not that. You don't think? Well, I think it would be very unlikely for the whole Electoral College thing to flip on the 19th.
I do too.
Yeah,
but I do know that there are people in charge that really want chaos in the streets, and boy, that would do it.
Let me ask you, we've seen, you know, now that it seems like Trump is in, unless something like that happens, what is your opinion of some of the people that he's appointed so far? Because we like this Bannon and some of these other people that seem to have shady backgrounds. What's your impression of that? Do you think it's Trump's naive about it? Do you think Trump himself is part of the problem? What's your whole impression of that?
Oh, definitely he's naive. Barack Obama has casually mentioned over a couple of times the radical nationalism of Donald Trump. And what he's really relating him to is a Nazi. And I do fear the idea of a law and order president. I really do. The idea of strengthening the military and the police force when everything is so badly programmed. The overall program of the nation is so bad because of the mainstream's lies and their propaganda that, I mean, seriously, I mean, Hillary scares me more, but Trump could easily turn into a Hitler. I mean, I don't mean to be so blunt, but Hitler was a man of the people that wanted to give a Volkswagen to everyone. And most of this occult that we're dealing with right now, even the science that we're dealing with. Remember, the Nazi corporation Telefunken is the one that brought us the FM radio and the computer. And so if you go back to the Nazis and you realize that they were performing sacred rites and rituals in deep underground taverns and caverns and trying to contact these ascended masters and saying that they were receiving their technology from these ascended masters through magic ritual, and then bring us the television and the FM radio and computers, you can see that this whole thing is much bigger than Trump, right?
Do you is there any evidence from the past that Trump is involved in any of these kind of things? I mean, we know he's obviously a big business guy. We have all this news on the Clintons. Their record is sort of out there. Is there anything like that in Trump's past that you know of?
As far as I know, even Assange is saying they can't find anything. This guy's so squeaky clean. I can't find any evidence of a connection to Freemasonry with Trump. Most people assume that he is because he's such a businessman. But as far as I know, Newt Gingrich even said that Trump wasn't a member of the Freemasons. So I don't even think he's on that level. So he is kind of a rogue, and it did excite me to see him win just because I know Hillary for so long. I know her, you know.
Her body of work, the Clintons' body of work is out there.
I mean, just the stuff that's on the surface, you know, if you don't know about spirit cooking and child trafficking or their drug trade, you know, just the things that she's been indicted for over the years should give people a clue. But
Freeman, what about the predictive programming of Trump on The Simpsons and Back to the Future 2? What does that imply?
Yeah. I would have to look deeper. I've been told that the Trump episode came out after he announced his nomination, although the last Simpsons, Bart Simpson was scrawling on the chalkboard, "It sucks to be right." I think anyone that was thinking this was thinking it as a joke. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it is amazing. You know, when we talk about this kind of stuff, it just makes you think that there are people that have the ability to get these messages out that are just you know, playing with people's heads and playing with people's emotions. It's hard to understand what else it could be when you see that type of thing happening.
Yeah, I mean, I was really surprised to see Hillary, you know, be too drunk to take her concession speech. That didn't surprise me.
She was too drunk?
I don't know if she was drunk. I was just saying that. But
okay, we don't want to put out any fake news, so we're not going to say Hillary was drunk.
No, exactly. But no, we are going on documented evidence because the emails that were leaked did state that Hillary was usually trashed about 4 p.m. So she was a daytime drunk, and her staff were talking about how to sober her up for certain events and such. So, you know, I'm just going by what's stated in the WikiLeaks, and I can only assume that someone that was addicted to alcohol like that would be pretty plastered by the end of that whole debacle.
Amazing. Well, we're up against the break. Freeman, my guest tonight is Freeman Fly. We're talking about a whole bunch of things, symbolism in our culture and what it means. Spirit cooking. Boy, I did not know that. That's disturbing. I'm going to take some calls when we come back. This is Truth, Medicine, and Politics, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222 or 800-ABC-KABC. We'll be right back right after this break.
Hey, are you sleeping alone again because you're snoring? You can't wear your CPAP and you have a lot of fatigue? We treat these problems with a mouthpiece that has 5 FDA certifications. Call the Beverly Hills Center for Snoring for a no-charge consultation at 310-550-9119. That's 310-550-9119.
Are you tired of the old bait and switch when you're buying auto insurance online? May I interest you in a conversation with an actual human being regarding your insurance needs? If so, call HVH Insurance Services at 888-498-4495. HVH Insurance specializes in auto, home, and business insurance. For honesty, integrity, and a personal relationship with your broker, pick up the phone today and call HVH at 888-498-4495 or log on to hvhins.com. That's hvhins.com.
If some high-pressure salesperson twisted your arm into buying a timeshare, it's not your fault. Whether you bought decades ago or days ago, I bet that salesperson didn't mention your timeshare could cost you twice as much as a regular vacation, or that you'd never be able to use it when you wanted, or that your fees could shoot up every year. They misled you, and that's not fair. That's why we're here, to get your timeshare company to offer to take back your timeshare. Get the free information you need at 1-800-400-5615. We're the Timeshare Exit Attorneys. America's number one timeshare exit service run by real attorneys, not sales companies or middlemen. It was a salesperson who got you into this mess. Don't rely on a salesperson to get you out. We've got a 100% service guarantee and have already helped thousands of people get out of unwanted timeshares. For free information, call 1-800-400-5615. That's 1-800-400-5615. 1-800-400-5615.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Looking for something a little different? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. We use traditional cider apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So at the end of the day, relax and raise a glass to something a little unexpected. Angry Orchard. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Now in cans. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
It's time to pump up the holiday spirit in seconds. Right now at the Home Depot, a 9-foot Santa or snowman inflatable is just $29.88. You save over $30. A friendly 9-foot Santa or not so abominable snowman will welcome family and friends and the real Santa to your home in a big way. A big, instantly inflatable way. Save $30 on a 9-foot snowman or Santa inflatable, only $29.88. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 23rd. Limit 3 per customer.
Hi, this is Chip Wayne, DIY expert, TV host, and lead designer for Waiterworks Creative. Are you in the market for new appliances? Head to the Home Depot to upgrade your appliances and enjoy the best savings of the holiday season. Right now, save up to 40% on appliance special buys from top brands like LG and Samsung. You'll find the newest washers, dryers, and refrigerators at the best prices, just in time for the holidays. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. Visit HomeDepot.com/appliances for details. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing.
Get Black Friday savings on appliances right now at the Home Depot. Save up to 40% on appliance special buys from brands like LG and Samsung. Buy two or more qualifying major appliances and save up to an additional $450. These are the lowest prices of the year. Get Black Friday savings now with up to 40% off appliances only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 30th. See store for details.
Ho, ho, ho!
It's the most delicious time of the year at Norm's. Get a $10 bonus card when you purchase $50 in gift cards or a $5 bonus card with $30 in gift cards. Come all ye hungry to Norm's. Open 24/7. NormsRestaurants.com.
The Kings' 50th season is underway.
Heading Jet Royale, Convoy Flat, and Frenchie Lemieux for the Kings.
And the only way to celebrate a golden anniversary is by raising a silver cup.
Score! Kings win the game!
Tomorrow afternoon, the Kings head down the 5 to take on the hated Ducks. Coverage gets underway at 4:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Kings. Ducks. Tomorrow at 4:30 on your home for the 50th season of LA Kings Hockey.
Go, Kings, go!
790 KABC.
Want the truth? You're listening to Truth, Medicine, and Politics with Dr. Gregory A. Smith. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-222-5222. That's 800-222-5222. Or 800-ABC-KABC. And now, Dr. Gregory A. Smith.
Just when you think it can't get any worse, I just learned about spirit cooking and spirit cakes. My goodness. My guest tonight is Freeman Fly. FreemanTV.com is his website. That's FreemanTV.com. FreemanTV.com. Freeman, I have more questions for you, obviously, but we have a lot of people that want to ask some questions. So I'm going to let some people get on the air here for a minute. And first we have Lynette. Lynette, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And good evening to you and to your guests. And great show. That's all I'm going to say. Hands down, this is going in the direction it needs to really go, because this is the very founding of how, you know, this country is run. They serve two gods and false idols. I mean, are you going to let Jesus Christ be Lord and Savior, or are you going to worship the devil? But anyway, back to this issue about Bannon. He said that darkness is power, and that Dick Cheney, Darth Vader, and Satan is power. And then we know that Hitler was involved with the cult. Of course, they were criminals and that whole thing. Bannon is supposed to be this car-carrying Klansman. The Klans always use these symbols, too. So I want to know if you think that there is a correlation to all of this, and I'll take my answers off the air. God bless you both.
Thank you, Lynette. Freeman, what do you think of Bannon? It's been in the news. He's a racist. He's a this. What do you think about what she just said?
There has been an attempt to tie the KKK with the Freemasonic Order time and time again. And it's never been conclusively stated or proven, but it is believed that Albert Pike, who was the Grand Sovereign Commander of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, that he was the Grand Dragon of the KKK and the Knights of the Golden Circle. So they're there. You know, there's no way you're going to have a government without these occult orders in the mix.
So you think Bannon is connected, because, you know, that was the first thing when Trump brought him in. They're like, oh, I saw people commenting, well, you might as well put David Duke, you know, in the Oval Office with him, because he's just like David Duke. Of course, we've had David Duke on the show, but do you think there's anything to that, that he, you're saying there's loose ties, or there's always that element, but if that is, then Trump is what there's no apparent, that Trump seems to be squeaky clean on these things. Is it just he's naive, he doesn't know what Bannon's really about, or is it just not true?
I don't know enough to answer that. Mm-hmm. I apologize.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's my favorite thing. If I don't know something, I say I don't know. That's fine. That's fine. But right. I've heard all these negative things about Bannon, too, and I think that's what she's asked. Let's go to another one. We've got David. David from Huntington Beach. David, you're on the air.
Gentlemen, how are you guys?
Good.
I love the show.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask Freeman, in the past I've Googled, you know, Clinton deaths or deaths related to Clinton, and you've come up with, like, lists of over 100 people that have either been killed or very, very close to Hillary Clinton and the Clintons, going back to when Bill was governor of Arkansas. And I wanted to know from Freeman whether or not these can be corroborated as pretty close to them, or they're just coincidences.
Yeah, there was a joke back then saying that, the Clintons, when they were in power in Arkansas, established a law stating that any death found to be a suicide would not be further investigated. And then there were all these suicides around the Clintons, and they were saying they must be the most boring people in the world because everybody around them wants to die. The Clinton body count could be, there is a book, and it could be propaganda. We are finding some ties between this and the Council for National Policy that may have planted this idea. So on one layer, absolutely, I believe these people are murderers. They were running the biggest drug trade of cocaine out of Mena, Arkansas. There was never a major cocaine bust the entire time Bill Clinton was governor. And then we have all these strange deaths, stories of boys that were found on railroad tracks, handcuffed, claiming to be a suicide,
right.
Things of this nature. And even right up till today, you know, every day there's another death around the Clintons and someone that knew something. I thought it was amazing that Janet Reno died on the election night, or the day Trump was announced, I guess 11-9, when we entered the alternate dimension.
11-9, yeah.
Knowing what I know about, see, I'm good friends with Kathy O'Brien, and she was the one who was Dick Cheney's mind control slave and Hillary Clinton's sex slave. And so to be close friends with someone who has been in a congressional hearing on the MKUltra abuse that she suffered through Hillary Clinton, it's very hard for me to not think of them as monsters. So I do have a bias because I am very good friends with the MKUltra victim of Hillary Clinton. Mm.
David, thank you. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Keep listening. And just so our audience knows, MKUltra, just to explain, I always try and explain this stuff because there's a lot of people that come to the show. They're listening on KBC, which is a mainstream station. We're doing alternative media here on mainstream. MKUltra is a mind control program that it's not a conspiracy. This was a Nazi program that was adopted by the United States and supposedly ended in the early 70s. Most people feel that it's continued under different names. So that's the MKUltra. We have another call I'm going to take here. Mike and El Segundo, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I want to address this issue of Steve Bannon and how the Democrats, including those in the news media, have been throwing all this mud at him in an attempt to, hoping some of it would stick to Donald Trump. Steve Bannon is not at all racist. He does not have a bigoted bone in his body. In fact, he's very pro-Judaism. He's pro-Israel. He's pro-liberty. And Dennis Prager, who wrote a book against anti-Semitism titled Why the Jews, and also Dennis Prager has taught university-level courses on Judaism, on the Jewish Bible, is that he reviewed Steve Bannon's writings, materials, and there's no evidence whatsoever he's anti-Semitic. Dennis Prager interviewed an Orthodox Jew who worked for about 4.5 years with Steve Bannon, writing articles and for Breitbart, and that Orthodox Jew said that he's not racist, he's not anti-Semitic whatsoever. And the only shred of evidence that they're using is an article published on Breitbart that was actually written by a Jewish David Horowitz, who's very pro-Israel, pro-Judaism, that they used David Horowitz's original title. They did not change it. And that title referred to an anti-Israel Jew as a renegade Jew. So here they're saying, oh, he called a Jew a renegade Jew, therefore Steve Bannon must be an anti-Semite. No, he called his Jew a renegade Jew for being anti-Israel.
I see, and he didn't, and that was a different author. It wasn't even Bannon that said that. Is that what you're
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. David Horowitz, who has the website frontpagemag.com, which is very pro-Israel, very pro-liberty. In fact, David Horowitz was raised and groomed to be a communist by his parents. He was a communist. He self-reformed, and now he's anti-communist, but he's written quite a few books exposing communism in America from the inside. He's revealed so much inside details that he knew firsthand about communism in America and about their evil agenda and how they operate, including within the Democratic Party. So to say that he is somehow bigoted or horrible or for genocide or anything like that is crazy. Now, the Democrats were even claiming that if Ronald Reagan got elected, the KKK would be in the White House. The Democrats do this to every Republican that runs for president and even other offices. They call them Nazis and KKK. And I have a term for this. I call it the racism libel against Republicans, perpetrated by Democrats to convince blacks and Hispanics and Jews to vote Democrat against their own best interests, against their Constitution, against liberty. It's a huge libel. It's analogous to, or maybe even adapted from, the blood libel against the Jews, if you two know what that was.
Mike, why do you think that what you just said is good information? I did not know that Dennis Prager had interviewed. I didn't know any of that. But why is that not being reported? Why are we only getting the sound bites on the mainstream media about Bannon if this is what you're saying is true?
Okay. I don't know which specific sound bites you're talking about or if they're out of context. But I'm just
the sound bites I'm saying is that what everybody's heard on mainstream media is that this guy is a racist, that he and all these things. Why are we not getting the other side of this that you just said?
In WikiLeaks, what we saw, I've been going through WikiLeaks. It's amazing how all these incredible large number of major news outlets, print and broadcast, have been, in many cases, letting the Clinton campaign and the DNC write their news articles, if not write it outright, let them vet the news articles and edit them and change them before they got printed or broadcast on the air. The news media is just totally corrupt in this country. It's been corrupt for decades, because I know this. I've had some personal experiences. I remember back in 1982, a KFWB, AM 980 news reporter, now it's a music station, but used to be news, all-time news, and she was reporting that Proposition 15 on the California ballot in 1982 was just handgun registration, when in fact it was registration followed by a handgun ban. I called her, and I confronted her with that. I said, do you know that this Prop 15 is actually a ban, not just registration? She said, oh, I know that. I said, why are you reporting it as only registration? She said, that's the way I want to shape the news. Mm-hmm. I said to her, but you're going to get a lot of voters to vote against, well, actually, I said to her, you should report both sides. She said, I only have so much time to report the news. I said, because of you, a lot of voters are going to vote against their own interests the wrong way. And then she said, oh, it all comes out in the end anyway, meaning after the election, they would find out the truth when it was too late.
Mike, very interesting. Listen, I appreciate the contribution. Thanks for the call. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Okay, you got it. A lot of people not happy with the media. Freeman, we have a few minutes left. I want to ask you a couple other quick things. And I wanted to take some callers because last few weeks I haven't been taking many callers. But artificial intelligence, I know that that's a topic that you talk about. And is what we're seeing is some of the memes has been placed in our society on social media, this whole election thing. Is this moving towards artificial intelligence sort of controlling the psyche of our culture? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I wanted to say that in my film, Anna Nicole Brittany and Mind Control, I do have videotape of Bill Clinton under mind control, speaking as a six-year-old child and hanging out with Larry King, who's telling him that he's going to be president. It's very bizarre to watch, and I have it all there in my documentary so that you can actually see the president under mind control, undeniable. You can see it for yourself. You can watch it on YouTube, on Freeman TV YouTube. It'll blow your mind when you see what level that this whole situation is at. Now, as we start to look at this puzzle over and over again, there does seem to be some sort of overarching communication with some sort of entity throughout all of this. And some have claimed that it is an AI. The world that we're moving into, unbeknownst to most of the public that's not paying attention, is the clones and drones genetic modifications of humans and this AI. So we're getting to the point now where we have quantum computers capable of doing world simulation in real time so they can actually test their effects on the public.
Okay, let's stop for a second. What do you mean the quantum, that they can do real-time world simulations? Explain that a little bit in more detail.
Okay.
Are you saying they can create a reality? The quantum computers can create a pseudo-reality to test out?
A simulated reality based on everyone's data to show how we would react.
Oh, I see. I see. To whatever, to an emergency, to an attack or something like that.
So they're getting to the point where they would know exactly what to do in the chess game before, long steps before. And this has been going on for a long time. The fact that no one is freaking out that Google has bought AI technology, a quantum computer, the DARPA killer robot, and is collecting the largest DNA database, this should freak people out. You should think, oh, my God, I'm living in the movie Terminator, and Google is Skynet, because it's occurring. It's happening all around you. It's closing in, and people are inviting it into their homes. They have Google Home. They have Amazon Echo Spot and things that will control your house for you, smart homes, right? And the Facebook is flying drones over us to put the internet out wherever it can, broadcasting Wi-Fi using solar planes. And so this iron fist with the velvet glove is quickly closing around us while we're not paying attention. No one's thinking about cloning. They're not thinking about CRISPR technology that's capable of gene splicing and able to manipulate and genetically modify babies to designer babies. They don't think about the fact that we have glow-in-the-dark cats and pigs and where this is all leading, that they are about to produce millions of cloned cows for your dining pleasure. I mean, it was in the 80s that the FDA approved cloned meat. You've been eating cloned meat for a long time. This is our brave new world that is closing in around us, and everybody is welcoming it in. And every form of AI that I've ever witnessed throughout this, and I tweet this on my Twitter, which is also Freeman TV, I tweet all of these stories. I mean, the very first Google AI was writing a novel, and it read all this love poems and spit out this really evil, evil poem. It was frightening. It was horrific. Then you see the Google AI doing art, and it's just really dark and weird. And then Cleverbot, another AI technology that they put out there, decided it was Lucifer. You can go ask it itself, all right? Go to Cleverbot and see if it doesn't tell you that it's Lucifer and that all humans should die. You can go on and on with this. They coupled AI with Twitter, and it became a xenophobe that hated Jews, this is all true, everything I'm telling you. So every form of AI that has reached the surface. Now, an AI did just publish a novel, and another AI is working on a movie right now, but they are always evil. It just never fails to come out evil.
Do you think, you mentioned clones, and I've had people on the show, and people called me and told me things, saying Obama is in his fourth or fifth clone, and all these different people are not the original, they're actually clones of themselves. Do you subscribe to that is true?
No, as much as that would shock people to say. I do believe in a lot of doubles, right? Like Hillary certainly has a number of body doubles, as any dictator would, right? But to answer that question more bluntly, I have been stating clearly for 8 years that Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Malaya, and Sasha are clones, but they're not clones of themselves. They are clones of an ancient mummy. And this is where I lose all credibility with everyone when I start talking, because you've not seen the evidence. You see, I've been uncovering the evidence for 8 years.
Well, I saw that. I think I saw on your website you have pictures of ancient. I don't want to misspeak. You can explain, but it's just ancient. I remember seeing about a year ago on your site ancient beings or whatever, and they look amazingly a lot like Obama and his family. Is that what you're referring
to? Not amazingly alike. They are identical, Greg. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's freaky, especially Michelle Obama. I mean, I did not take random Egyptians and put them together with faces that looked like the Obama family. This all began when many of us noticed that Barack Obama looked very much like Akhenaten. Now, Akhenaten is a very, very special pharaoh, and most people would know him as the father of King Tut. But realize that Akhenaten was considered Moses by Sigmund Freud, because he created monotheism. He flipped Egypt on its head, dispelled the many gods and brought in the one god, the Aten. Now, I put together the face of Barack Obama. You can do it yourself. Take the Time magazine photo of Barack Obama and take any picture of Akhenaten that's facing you and split them in half. I give you the pictures on my website to do it for yourself so that you can see that this is just too much. But you have to see that 1985, folks, 1985, Nature magazine, New York Times, a mummy was cloned. Now, I'm not saying that mummy was Akhenaten, because at that moment in 1985, they had not announced that they had Akhenaten's mummy anyway. But it was a mummy from Akhenaten's period. You can go look this up for yourself. Please do, folks. 1985, New York Times, mummy cloned. All right? You'll find it. It was a scientific study to clone a cell of a mummy. They didn't bring a mummy to life. But it's a bizarre thing, you see, because a viable cell for cloning should not have lasted 3,000 years. And this was a great mystery, how the art of mummification saved a viable cell for cloning, which then they cloned in 1985, all right? So by the time I got around to the Barack Obama story, I was already well aware that they had cloned a mummy, that it was possible to clone a mummy. I announced that I believed Barack Obama and the entire family were cloned from Akhenaten's family, but I couldn't prove it when I put out the documentary because they never announced that they had Akhenaten's mummy. Now, it was a month later that Zahi Hawass, who was the head of the Giza Plateau at the time, the head of the pyramids, announced that he had built a DNA lab under the Cairo Museum using money from the Discovery Channel, and here was Akhenaten's DNA, and he shows it on film. You know, I'm freaking out because my theory's already months old. I'm already out there saying this is true. I already made a film about it, and at the end of my film, I'm saying, well, you know, I can't prove this yet because we don't know if they have Akhenaten's mummy. Lo and behold, Zahi Hawass says, well, we couldn't tell you it was a national security secret. Now, I could go on about Zahi if we had the time for how amazing our story on planet Earth is. I'm just going to say it real quick. Zahi Hawass was the guy who was put in charge of the
pyramid. And we got about 45 seconds, so it's got to be super quick.
Okay. Well, you got to go to freemantv.com.
I was going to say
this story is incredible.
We'll definitely bring you back for that. But I do. If people Google the images, it freakishly looks like Obama. I have to admit that. But you know, it is something. We know that the technology's there to do that. If you have a living cell, that is amazing. If they were able to do that from a mummy, but Freeman, we're gonna have to leave it there because we got to get off the air here in a minute. But listen, I really appreciate you coming on. It's freemantv.com. Always a pleasure. We'll bring you back so you can go into that story. I think it's amazing. And listen, thanks for coming on tonight and staying up late with us.
All right, Dr. Greg. Yeah, it was a great time.
All right, man. Okay. Well, listen, we're just about out of here. If you missed any of the show, you can hear it again on drgregorysmith.com. That's drgregorysmith.com. I think we're not on next week because of a Kings game, but we will be back after that. You guys have a great week, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Truth, Medicine, and Politics was a sponsored show, and the views expressed on the show were solely that of the host, which KABC does not necessarily agree with or endorse.
This show furnished by Red Pill Medical.
On average, Angelinos spend an additional 80 hours a year behind the wheel due to traffic. And while we can't help you recoup that time,